Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Goodnight Show with me, Daniel Van Kirk. I am glad that you are here. It's Friday, May 29th, around 12 a.m., Rochelle, Illinois time. We made it through another week. Thanks for hanging out with us. And when I say us, I don't just mean me and I don't just mean you. I mean the producer of this show, Mr. Noah Eberhardt. Noah, hello, welcome.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, buddy. I have some stuff I want to talk about before we get into this. I want to remind everyone that tonight, later on tonight, towards the end of this day we are in, Friday, the 29th at 8 p.m. Rochelle, Illinois time. So that's 6 on the West Coast, 9 on the East Coast. I am doing a fundraising comedy show for Mr. Sean Harrington. Sean played basketball at Marshall High School in Chicago, went on to college basketball, came back and coached at Marshall up until him and his daughter were shot at while he drove her to school. He was mistaken to be someone else, and he protected his daughter from gunfire, which resulted in him being paralyzed. He lives in a home that is not ADA accessible, and this event is to raise money so that we can do that. He went back to try and coach at Marshall even while being in a wheelchair, and it was just too hard for him, but he still does youth outreach programs and basketball clinics for the youth in his community to give back to the city and the people of Chicago. And this is an event to give back to him, to provide for somebody in need who takes care of a lot of other people and has just dedicated his life to being a great person. So let's do something great for him. If you're interested, I will be headlining the show. There will be other stuff, other comics. It should be a nice, positive, fun night for a great cause. And you can get tickets by making a donation of any amount. You got a 20 you want to throw that way? Do it. You got $2? Do it. You will be able to then get in to the show and watch it on, like I said, this Friday, today, May 29th at 8 o'clock. And the link for where to get your tickets is just go to at Daniel Van Kirk on any social media. You can usually find it right in my bio, or you can just look at a recent post, and I bet it is in there. It's an Eventbrite link that'll be able to make a donation. And then they, I think, once they have your info, they send you back how to log in to what I'm assuming is going to be like a Zoom call. So that is that. And I would love to see you. Guess what else? Something good. Maybe not as noble, but still a lot of fun. I am putting together what has yet to be titled, and maybe won't get better than this, Game Night with Daniel Van Kirk. Yeah, you can play a game with me. I've mentioned this on last night's show. I said it at the end in the credits, and then there was a little ad in between. So if you missed it, you can go back. Otherwise, listen to this. It's going to be a game night. There's multiple games that we can play. There are camp games. There's Mafia. There is, I believe it's called Jackbox. I have it. I own it. I've played it 100 times. I can never remember the name. But there's different types that we can play. It'll be very limited. So I'm talking no more than 15 people because I want to be able to interact with all of you. You can have the option to do a private game night. So me and 10 of your friends, or me and 14 of you and your friends. There are special rates for that. Tickets will probably be about $20. In exchange for that, you will essentially get a hour and a half to 2 hour hang with me. Maybe it'll be like a happy hour time, and I will run a game. We will get to play it. Hopefully it'll be entertaining. It'll allow me to be funny. You know, that's what I love to do with my life. And it allows me to have an actual group of people, the audience, but you're not really the audience because this isn't a show, it's a hang. If you are interested in doing this, being part of Game Night with Daniel Van Kirk, all you have to do is email The Goodnight Show. I'm about to give you all that information. I'll say it right now. The Goodnight Pod at gmail.com. That's all you have to do. And put in the subject heading, Game Night with Daniel Van Kirk. And then anything you want to put in there, like, hey, I'm interested, I would totally do this, just let me know. We'll compile those. I bet you that the people who do that are going to get first offer. We might even do something special with some of the Patreon people. But I want you to check it out if you want to be a part of it. Again, just shoot me an email. And you can do that and contact us in any way for this show by calling 609-NIGHT-55. That's 609-644-4855. You can also email thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. Send us your positive stories, your sex and relationship advice questions, your recommendations for things to read and watch, or like today, you can send us your positive stories. Again, that's 609-NIGHT-55 or thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into this. There's a story that I saw, Noah. Did you see this about Tony Hawk?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay. I'm going to play the audio. It's so great because it's so this guy, and I don't want to give too much away because he'll tell the story, but this guy is a FedEx delivery man. A kid came running out of his house with this old ratty skateboard that he wrote in marker on it, like Tony Hawk. And it's, you know, it's been grinded out, and the that like that grip stuff that's on the bottom. I'm not a big skateboard guy, obviously, but
grip tape.
Yeah, I would. That's what I would say too. But I don't know.
I don't know.
It was pretty like tattered, right? So that is what the kid brings out. Because, and I'll let this cool dude tell the rest of the story. But it's pretty great, and I love this story as we kick off our positive push into the weekend. So here you go.
My delivery route today, and I see this little kid chasing my truck, trying to flag me down. He's like, "Excuse me, excuse me." So I pull over. I'm like, "Hey, man, what's up?" He's like, "Can you mail something for me?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And he runs in his house. He comes back out, and he goes, "Hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk?" I was like, "Yeah, I know who he is." He goes, "Can you mail this to him?" And this is what it was. He says, "Get this to Tony Hawk for me. Tell him it's from Cooper." And I just thought it was adorable. His mom comes outside and kind of winks and was like, "Yeah, make sure you get it to Tony Hawk." Obviously, I can't mail it to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan. Maybe you can give him a shout out. And the next time I drive by his house, I'll show him the video. And it'll probably make his whole life.
So, he puts this delivery driver puts that video out of exactly of everything that we just heard, showing this old skateboard, and he hopes the universe will do his thing. Well, it wouldn't be a positive push story if the universe didn't. So here is the response from who else? Check this out.
"Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk, and I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already, and as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard, this one right here that I'm riding. All right? Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime."
So Tony Hawk did it. it made its way to him because the internet is undefeated, but also it is sometimes very generous and kind. And Tony Hawk found out that this big fan of his, Cooper, wanted to get him a skateboard that he does not need. And he said, "I can't wait." And he's going to send you back the one that he was riding at that moment. It was just something great and positive and connecting. And I felt perfect for this show. Did you ever go through a skateboard phase, Noah?
I did, yes. In middle school, I was never brave enough to go down the half pipe. I could never quite get the ollie down, but I hung out with a lot of, middle school skateboard kids.
Yeah, dude.
I definitely went through
Noah
a phase.
Noah grinding it out in the tailpipe.
Yeah. Oof. I tried, but again, yeah, I've always wanted to learn how to ollie, but I had a friend actually who recently picked up skateboarding, and then she fell and broke her collarbone. Ooh. So I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. Yeah. Maybe it's past my time.
Oh man. I mean, if you do pick it up, you need to like document that journey.
Yeah,
that would be
we'll see
great.
I'll wear full helmet, full elbow, like 90s elbow pads and knee pads and stuff.
Yeah, why not? Let's keep getting some positive stories going. I have a text here from a listener named Diana. Here she says, "Here is a news story that's making me smile. Heart emoticon, Diana." It says, "Louisville service dog gets her own yearbook photo. Louisville, Kentucky, a Louisville family received quite a surprise when they recently picked up their daughter's yearbook. An unexpected photo printed next to Hadley Joe's had everyone smiling so much during such a rough time," pun intended. Everything that's going on aside, Hadley Joe has been on her own roller coaster ride over the last 5 years. With a smile, she'll tell you she has epilepsy, a neurological, I can get there, disorder. Late at night, you know, you can't expect me to always speak perfectly. It's a help me know it. Let's do it together.
Neurological.
Thanks. See, that's ready? What you're here for, yeah. Dude. And you know what's funny? Tomorrow, I'll wake up and say that word perfect. It's just sometimes they get you. Disorder where her brain activity becomes abnormal, causing seizures. Hadley Joe had her first seizure when she was a young baby, said her mother, and it was a very scary time in our life. Lang, that's her mother, Heather Lang. Lang says they're in a better place now thanks to one companion who's been at her side every minute of the day since she was two. Ariel is Hadley Joe's service dog. And then there's a great picture here of Hadley Joe and Ariel. Ariel goes where Hadley goes, and that includes school. Ariel even rides the bus to St. Patrick Catholic School, unleashing, there we go, some puppy love on her favorite teachers. This month, she took part in the school's kindergarten graduation celebration. She's always watching. She's always got her eyes on her. She's always there, Heather Lang, Hadley Joe's mother, said. Ariel's the only service dog in the Archdiocese of Louisville, so it was quite a surprise when the Labradoodle was recognized as a classmate in the yearbook alongside Hadley Joe. And it just made everybody happy. It was pretty unique and pretty special to pick up the yearbook and see our service dog featured with our daughter. It's very heartwarming and touching that you see this inclusiveness where not everybody looks the same. And I just think that is a great story. Thanks, Diana, for really sending great. That in. Yeah, I know, right? To just feel
service dogs mean a lot to me. My grandfather went blind, and he had a service dog for many years after that. And wow. I know how important they are, yeah. And how they really become a member of your family.
Yeah, and an extension of absolutely. The person as well, yeah. While mm-hmm. also having their own personality and being their own thing.
Oh, totally.
That's so great. Let's take a quick little break. When we come back, we will run down a couple more stories and maybe get to hear from you guys as well. The Dress Up Gang is a heartwarming, hilarious, and absurd show about Donnie, a sweet childlike man, and Corey, a dad-like deadbeat crashing on his couch. Their friends in the courtyard are played by Andy McDowell as herself and comedians Brent Weinbach, Frankie Quinones, Chase Bernstein, and more. All of their friends have nice butts, if you must know. Well, what's it about? Well, in one episode, Donnie takes a baby skunk in named Wonko, but Wonko is so cute that his neighbor will do anything to get his hands on Wonko to impress his mistress. So yeah, there's stories like that. The show is like warm soup on a cold day with someone to kick to it. While you're stuck inside your house, you might as well stop by ours. The Dress Up Gang is available on the TBS app, Video On Demand, and YouTube TV. Hey, jumping in to give my own ad for my own thing. Actually, it's more of a teaser, but I want you guys to know about it. I am putting together, I don't have the official title, although maybe it'll end up being this, Game Night with Daniel Van Kirk. Well, you will have the option to buy tickets and enter into a game night with me. It'll be very limited. I'm talking no more than 15 people per game. Take anywhere from maybe around an hour and a half, no more than 2 hours. Probably do it like a happy hour. And there are a variety of games that we would play together. This is a way for me to continue to do what I love, which is interact with people, hopefully have fun and be funny, and an opportunity for you if you want to kick back, relax, forget a little bit about your day, and hopefully hang out with someone that you enjoy. That would be me. If it's somebody else, maybe they'll put together a game night. I don't know. But this is the one that I'm doing. It's not a show. It's a hang, and I'll give you more details if I have them. But if you're interested, you can email me at thegoodnightpod, put it in the subject title, Game Night with Daniel Van Kirk, and let me know if you would be down. All right, we're back. This one is just a cool little story that we were sending. I think Lissa Rubin put this in, unless you did, Noah. So thank you.
I think it was Lissa, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you both of you for helping make this show possible. It means a lot to me. Canadian boy sets up comedy stand to make neighbors laugh during pandemic. A British Columbia boy is bringing smiles and laughs to his neighborhood during these trying times. Every day, once all of his daily activities are done, six-year-old, this name, Callahan, right? McLaughlin. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's a great name.
That is the most Canadian name I've ever heard. Callahan McLaughlin. I mean, are you born like fist fighting? I'm going to marginalize some Irish people. I don't care. Callahan McLaughlin knows the way you're supposed to go. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like Callahan, I feel like he's carrying a stick and he's pointing the way.
Callahan, yeah. McLaughlin, does that not sound like a character from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Absolutely.
Like Callahan McLaughlin, man.
Callahan McLaughlin.
I just trust Callahan on that name alone.
You know what else? Laugh is right in the name.
That's true.
His last name.
Yeah, you can't spell laugh without Callahan McLaughlin. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 A's and 4 L's in this, and 2 G's in this kid's name, and 2 N's. Callahan McLaughlin. Every day he sets up his joke stand outside his, how do you say this? Do you know Saanich? Let's go with that. Saanich home.
Sure.
We tried. Mom Kelsey McLaughlin shared a sweet photo on her Instagram account of her son sitting at the stand on his opening day of April 14th. The sign reads, "Drive by, walk by, joke stand. Please drive by and hear a joke from this kid," she writes. And there's a great little picture of Callahan sitting at a desk and a couple of chairs and his sign that says, "Drive by, walk by, joke stand." Callahan usually sells lemonade this time of year, and he and his mom made the smart move of shifting gears to a contactless operation. "I know about 13 or 14 jokes," Callahan told the publication. I'm right there with you, buddy. That's how I feel too. For about 45 minutes. This kid's doing a tight 45. For about 45 minutes every morning, the young entrepreneur is at the side of the road offering laughs to anyone interested. Well, I'm going to tell you this. If he pursues a life in comedy, that pretty much will sum up the rest of his life as well. Just standing on the side of the road, offering laughs to anyone who's interested. That's how I feel. But for me, I'm standing on the side of a microphone. I'm standing on a stage. I'm waiting in a plane. I just want to offer laughs to anybody who's interested. So I'm glad he's getting a jump on this struggle. Quote, "He goes back to do a matinee show in the afternoon." This kid's a worker.
Yeah, he really wants it.
While his jokes are mostly borrowed from a kid's joke book, Callahan is a jokester in his own right. Callahan has been actively telling us one-liners and knock-knock jokes for the past 6 months or so, his mom told Yahoo Life. We felt it was time for a fresh audience. What are Callahan's top jokes, you ask? Here we go, Noah. What do you call a lazy kangaroo?
I give up.
A pouch potato. What do you call a bug that's bad at football?
I give up.
A fumblebee. What is a duck's favorite snack?
Bugs?
Cheese and quackers, dude. Where did the bull take the cow on a date?
I give up.
Dinner and a movie. Thanks for playing along. It is a fun way for her son to spend his time and is just as beneficial for their community, which includes a lot of elderly neighbors. I think it helps people to feel a little bit more connected because they are one of the more isolated community groups, McLaughlin said. Some of his friends and even his principal have come by to hear a joke or two from a safe distance, and they aren't the only ones who have taken note of his savvy. He's even caught the attention of fellow Canadian and Hollywood veteran Ryan Reynolds, who hailed him a hero on Twitter, to which Callahan's mom replied, "If Deadpool says it and his mom says it, it must be true," which I find to be funny because if Deadpool says it, that does not necessarily mean it's true. It's probably a lie if Deadpool says it. Mm-hmm. It's so funny when people are like try to put an old saying onto like a new example without realizing that doesn't necessarily work. Because he's not your normal superhero. When Callahan isn't telling jokes, he's dreaming of a safer world. He wants to be a scientist when he grows up. I want to invent things and make the world safer and cleaner. That's great. I love that. We also have a text here from a listener named Steph. Good night to you, fellas. I wanted to share a small thing I did this week to spark joy. I decided to put Christmas lights back up. It makes me happy, and I hope my neighbors and the helpers get joy from them when they pass by. Love the pod. Keep up the positivity and stay safe, gentlemen. Steph. I think that's great. I actually just thought this week about doing like some sort of Christmas in July thing and saying, you know, like, maybe we will this year, because who knows what Christmas will even be like. So celebrate them while you got them. We also have an email from a listener named Shayna. Dan, I have lots of good news, but I think this one is particularly great. It made me a little happier. Shayna, and it says here, 7-year-old Lafayette superhero saves boy from drowning. Wow. When a 7-year-old Deundrick That's right. D'Undrick Cormier Jr. went to his cousin's weekend birthday party. He was expecting to be just a regular kid having fun with a few close family members and friends. Instead, he became a superhero after he saved a four-year-old family friend from drowning. D'Undrick told KLFY that he had jumped into the pool when he saw his four-year-old friend at the bottom. I jumped in the pool, and that's when I saw him. So I swam to the bottom, and I put my arm around his shoulder, and I pulled him up. According to D'Undrick's grandmother, Nadia Manuel, D'Undrick enjoys swimming and became a really good swimmer at a young age. She says, I heard D'Undrick's stepbrother, Zane Herbert, yelling that someone was drowning in the pool. So we all ran over and found that D'Undrick had pulled the child up and they were at the edge of the pool. Manuel said it was a relief because the child was still alert and in good condition, but it was scary because the lips were blue. We started patting his back and the water just started flowing out. We all did a collective sigh of relief. If I was there, I'd be the first one to be like, party back on. Party on. We're good. You got to relieve that tension. The world just stopped for that moment. D'Undrick said, however, that he remained calm throughout the ordeal and is happy his friend is okay. I'm happy he's okay. When I saw him at the bottom, I knew I could save him. Manuel said family members gave D'Undrick a card with money and treated him to a new bicycle for his heroic action. I think that is just really, really great.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I love seeing a positive story like that. Noah, your positive story, you want to talk about your new pet?
Yeah, I think it's just my sourdough starter. I've just, you know, it gives me something to look forward to. I wake up and I feed this sourdough starter every day.
When will you like make a loaf?
That's a good question. I'm thinking about maybe trying it out this weekend. We'll see. Dude, you know?
I mean, when can you put me on the list?
Oh, yeah. You will 100% be on the list for a loaf if you would desire a loaf.
No,
you're on the loaf list.
Nice. What?
The other thing I wanted to mention, just because it's Positive Push Friday, it's remembering our friend Brody Stevens, who would have had his 50th birthday this past week.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but just thinking of him also just kind of, it also kind of made me happy too, thinking about, you know, just thinking about his comedy and times spent with him and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's sad how we all lost him, but he is a person who brought so much positivity. I mean, that was his thing. I mean, we say Positive Push, that is an ode to Brody Stevens for anybody who didn't know that was kind of his, yes, Positive Push, you got it. Like that was kind of part of his cadence of comedy, if you will. And I miss the man. And I'm glad you said that. For my positive story is just the opportunities that I've had this week to promote the Sean Harrington Show and the people who have hit me up. And somebody said they bought a ticket for $100. Somebody said, I don't have much, but I bought one for $5. It all means the same to me because it's coming from the same place. It really, you know, it's one of the first things we learn in life that it's the thought that counts. And that is true. And I think the older that you get or just the more time you spend working with and being alongside other people, you realize that it really is the thought that is the thing that always counts. The product might be great, the product might be useful, but the thought behind it and what someone gave to you is really what it comes down to. I also had the opportunity this week to be on the Nick DiGilio show. Nick DiGilio is a overnight radio host. He celebrated his 35th anniversary of being on the air and all of that time at WGN Radio in Chicago. They hit me up out of the blue and said, would you be interested in coming on for part of celebrating Nick's 35 years on the radio? And I said, sure. It gave me an opportunity to promote the Sean Harrington Show, which was nice, but it was really special to be able to talk to someone who's had an influence on me as far as what is good entertainment in terms of this form of podcasting and doing radio. So congrats to Nick DiGilio. I'm a big fan and I will continue to be. And as I told him, I hope he makes radio for as long as he wants because we're all the better for it. And a lot of the things you might love on the show come from me listening to Nick DiGilio. And hopefully I see you guys tonight for the Sean Harrington thing. Again, go to @DanielVanKirk if you need more info. Tonight's episode of The Goodnight Show was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon, with production assistance from Ben Zyper and Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. You can check out more of his work at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you can sign up for The Goodnight Show Weekend Edition, as well as exclusive weekly episodes of some of our favorite topics. Plus, you get a supercut of this entire week's worth of shows, as well as access to the entire back catalog of the Hindsight Podcast. 3 Patreon tiers are available, and the most comprehensive option is less than $10 a month. The Goodnight Show is not part of any network, so all proceeds go directly to the costs and people that keep this show on the air. Your support matters and is greatly appreciated. One way to support is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes and tell everyone about this show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.